Welcome to the weekly Superannuation News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratore, bringing you industry updates on behalf of Financial Services Online. As always, we aim to distill the complex world of Australian superannuation into digestible insights. In our first story, we navigate the superannuation sector's landscape that's currently under scrutiny. Factors such as market volatility and legislative changes are impacting the confidence retirees have in their super balances. One issue on the horizon is the Division 296 tax, a proposed tax on super balances above $3 million. Naturally, this has triggered debates on wealth accumulation versus the drawdown phase for retirees. Felipe Araujo, CEO of Generation Life, weighs in on the discussion. He urges a rethinking of superannuation, advocating for its view as a retirement resource rather than a simple savings account. Araujo stresses the importance of financial education, encouraging retirees to diversify their planning beyond super and consider options like savings and investment bonds. As regulatory changes continue to transform the landscape, Araujo reminds us that investment bonds offer tax-efficient stability. In another significant piece of news this week, Treasurer Jim Chalmers made a key shift on superannuation tax changes. In a relief for self-managed super funds, the controversial plan of taxing unrealized gains has been scrapped. The revised policy will now target accounts over $3 million. Implemented from July 1st next year, it will index thresholds for inflation and impose an extra 15% tax on realized gains. This changes the total tax to 30%. The Treasurer's move is aimed at offering relief to younger Australians and average-income workers, although it may also present a political challenge. To drive the government's tax reform agenda forward, Senate approval for this change is crucial. Economists and industry leaders are keeping a keen eye on this policy's impact on different consumer segments, and concerns about bracket creep are still palpable. That brings us to the end of this week's Superannuation News Wrap. Don't forget to stay informed and empowered in the complex world of superannuation. For more relevant news like this, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore. See you next Sunday for more updates.